Hello. Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with Robert Erner, please.
Yeah, you're speaking to me.
Okay,
so
sir.
Far.
Okay, sir. Does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
80 years old.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November general election for president, Congress? Would that be definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
I'm going to vote, yeah.
Would that be definitely or probably?
Vote. Definitely.
All right, and then just for qualification purpose, what is your age, sir? I know you already told me you're 80 years old, but yeah, I need to hear it.
I'm 80 years old.
Okay, thank you. And just
and your wife
to be
is
sure
77.
Just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
I'm white.
Okay.
American.
Thank you, sir. All right, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Republican. All right, sir, and would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay.
More conservative than just being a Republican. More
right,
conservative than being a Republican.
And thinking about the direction, you know, the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country's headed in?
I'm dissatisfied right now. I'm dissatisfied the first day he was in there.
All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. You know, some people say they want, you know, their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have them focused on? You say 10 if it's most concerned, and 5 is somewhat concerned, and 0 if it's not concerned at all. Okay, you will use any number. Creating more affordable housing, would that be not all important, somewhat important, or most important from 0 to 10?
Not important. You
so
get rid of the illegals, there will be plenty of housing.
So not all important, right? 0 or what number?
10 to get rid of them. I mean, 10.
No, but,
not to. Go 1. Go 1 if you, yeah.
1.
I'm not.
Okay.
Yep.
What about creating more jobs and raising wages?
Well, I'll tell you about that. You know, you raise wages and everything goes up, but it's still the same. You got to pay for it.
Give it. Would you say not important?
I give it as
one important. 0.
Not important.
Not important.
0.
Okay. What about reducing crime?
Well, there's no way to reduce crime unless you punish them. You get rid of the. You get rid of the perpetrators. If you get rid of them.
Not important or somewhat important or very most important?
Most important. A 10.
Okay, what about funding for drug and substance abuse programs?
0.
0. Okay, securing the southern border.
A 10.
Lowering taxes.
It never happens. It'll never happen. Trump can lower them once in a while, but it'll never happen. They always tax anything, so, and they never bring them down. They'll take them up, but they never bring them down.
So, one number.
So, for lowering taxes, put it on a 10, you know.
10, okay.
It ain't gonna do
what
any good, but.
Protecting abortion rights.
They've got them. They've already got them. Well, it's given a state. If you live in a state that lets abortion, that's fine. But if you live in a state that don't want abortion, Hey.
So what,
you go to one that does.
Say, not important, somewhat important. Or
not important. Not important.
Not important at all. Okay, what about tackling climate change?
What climate change? There ain't no climate change. I've lived here, like I said, I'm 80 years old. I'm 80 years old. I ain't seen no climate change. Zero.
What number? Zero, okay?
Zero.
All right, sir. And now I like to rate your feelings towards, you know, some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. But you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. Okay, if you have no opinion, never heard of that person, let me know. The first one would be Ron Wyden. From 0 to 100.
He's a 0. Don't care for
0.
Him.
Okay, what about Joe
Biden?
He
ain't done jack shit. Who?
Joe Biden?
He can put a 0 down for that, too. He ain't done nothing.
Okay. Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum, that's her name. Janelle Bynum.
Okay. I don't know her, so I'm just going to go with a 50. Split it.
50. Okay, 50. Donald Trump.
Yeah. I'm 100% for it.
100. Okay, J.D. Vance.
100. Same.
100. MAGA Republican or MEGA Republican.
What about them? There ain't. What do I think about MEGA Republicans?
Yes, sir. What number would you give them? You know.
Well, I'll give 100 because you know. I don't know why people call them MEGA Republicans. Yeah, I know what it stands for.
Okay, Lori Chavez DeRamer.
Okay, I don't know about her. I know she's a Republican, and I know what she's done, but I know also what she ain't done. So I'll give her a 50. Let's go there.
50? Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
Zero.
Democrats in Congress.
They don't do jack. All they do is pick on Trump. That's give them a 0.
0. And Republicans in Congress.
Yeah. They've had a few flubs, but I'll still give them 100.
100. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And, okay, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'd vote for Trump, 100%.
Okay. All right, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRamer?
I'll put Lori down.
Okay. All right, sir. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, you know, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in the November 2024 election? Is there like a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Okay. Is she a Republican?
No, she's Democrat.
Yeah. Okay, no, I would not vote for her. 0.
So no chance at all, right? Okay.
No chance at all.
And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling, you know, his job as president? Would that be a strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapproved. He ain't done nothing.
All right,
except tear things apart.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez DeRamer is handling her job as member of Congress?
I'll say 50% on that.
Somewhat approved or strongly approved?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, sir. Now I wanna read you a little bit more information about two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez DeRamer. Serving the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum, you know, is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, and she's living the same struggle as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix, you know, what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems. Like, lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make, you know, sure that hard work and once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Okay, the other one is Mayor. It's the mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez DeRamer, led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, you know, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was, you know, tired of the same old, divisive politics and knows, you know, that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon's families. Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. You know, is it okay if you didn't? But let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRamer or undecided?
Republican.
All right, Republican. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and what is specifically stuck out most, you know, to you about Lori Chavez DeRamer? In your own words, can you tell me a few words that you can, you know, what stuck out about her that you like?
Well, yeah, well, she says, yeah, we're going to work with the Democrats. We're going to, you know, everything. That she's the only one that goes to their side. She voted, I can't remember what it was, but it perturbed me. She voted with the Democrats. I can't remember if it was on gun control or something else. I can't remember what it was now, but she was working with the Democrats. Now, why do we have to work with the Democrats? Why can't the Democrats work with us? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The
question is, what did you like about, you know, about her?
She's a Republican. Let's put it that way.
But, you know, okay, but she was working with Democrats, but still you like her because she's a Republican, right?
Yeah, right. Because she's okay, in there in a Republican spot. If she wasn't in there, it'd be a Democrat, wouldn't it?
But you like her because she's a Republican.
Yep. That's it.
Okay, all right. She is a Republican. Let me just write this down.
Why did you get me all fired up before bedtime? You know,
that's a survey. You know, either you like it or don't like it, but you know, it's like elections coming up.
I understand that.
Okay.
I hung up on a couple of you guys.
But we're still hanging here. We almost done, sir. I really appreciate your time. Okay, I know you could be, you know, taking a nap or going to sleep, but you know, you helped me out, so thank you. Okay, sir. We're almost done with this survey. I'm gonna read you some. Now I'm gonna read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. Okay, in this case, we'll be talking about Janelle Bynum. Please. rate yep. this statement on 0 to 10, where 10 means that, you know, a statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. 5 is somewhat convincing, and 0 is not convincing at all. But you can give me any number, okay? Janelle Bynum hears politicians, you know, say our economy is getting better, but mm-hmm. as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, you know, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. So that is why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers, you know, a scholarship to help workers gain the skill they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and to make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. Would you say that statement is not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
0.
0. Okay, yeah, Janelle yeah. Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she's going to Washington to change it, you know, the ways because it's no longer serving us. And, you know, she's done in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrat and Republican to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off the street. Not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered, you know, on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the, you know, the same rights, you know, they did when Roe was still law. And in mm-hmm. Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overturn Oregon law with, you know, national abortion ban. Would you say not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
0. She didn't convince me. I mean, it's same old, same old.
Okay, the last one said, Janelle Bynum is sick of, you know, what is happening in our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for measure, you know, 110 and thought it, you know, had a good intentions, but she has seen the how distrust, you know, has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fix them by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
0.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Okay. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRaymer?
Republican.
Republic. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Now, let me read you some doubts or concerns people raise about, you know, Lori Chavez DeRaymer. Please tell me how much each, you know, one troubles you about supporting Chavez DeRaymer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Okay. Just two statements. Too many of us, you know, are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead. While Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems, Lori Chavez DeRaymer isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted to leadership, you know, that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with extremists in her party who killed the bipartisan bill that would help, you know, end the border crisis and enhance security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change, you know, and work with us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. Would you say that great deal, or quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
That was well, I'll tell you, I just vote for her for being a Republican. That's about it. But I see it. She don't vote the way I do all the time, just like you don't vote.
Okay,
for,
but
you know,
would that trouble you a great deal, quite a bit, somewhat, or not at all?
It troubles me quite a bit.
All right, Lori Chavez, the Raymer, you know, opposes a women's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon, you know, law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all at risk at all. Okay, at risk. Would that bother you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
It bothers me if they pass it. I mean, sure, I think women got the right, but the federal law has still got some other, you know, if they're raped or whatever, sickness is going to kill her. Well, yeah, they take the baby, but it concerns me 50%.
Would that bother you a great 50%. Deal, quite a bit, just some?
It bothered me. A great deal.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey. I'm going to ask you again, okay, if the election for Congress was held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Biden or Republican Lori Chavez DeRaymer?
Lori Chavez DeRaymer.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, the last questions are just for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate,
school
graduate, right? Like equivalent. Okay. All right. Thank you. Are you married?
Yes.
I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married, 57 years.
Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
All right, sir, are you any member of the household, a member of a union or employee association?
No.
And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
All right, sir, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and, you know, and thank you for your opinion. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. I appreciate your help. You have a great day.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.